Flo here, and this is my impression of your neighbor who really likes to talk about the weather. Well, Spring may not have a loyalty program, but Progressive sure does. And it's free.
I know, right? Tell it to Old Man Winter!
Enough with the rain already! But you're automatically enrolled when you sign up, so you don't even have to think about it. Not that you could think about anything in this humidity!
Rewarding you from the beginning with Progressive's loyalty program.
It's no polar vortex, I can tell you that much! Where are you going?
Loyalty program not available in all states and situations. Cumulative benefits are limited. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
Good morning, this is Pat Council, and welcome to Thriving Thursday on Designing Your Life Today, April 2nd. April is the month where we look forward to the April showers so we can bring the May flowers. Well, on Designing Your Life Today, during the month of April, we are going to let the showering take place in our lives, in our business, to have in our relationships, in everything that we do, and even in our personal life or our person, if you will. In other words, your physical fitness, your emotional fitness, and mental fitness, just improving all the way around. You're going to plant some amazing seeds that will take your life to the next level. With that being said, we are going to kind of get started today, getting into what it's going to take for you to, or the types of seeds, or how do you prepare to plant the right seeds to get to where it is you want to be in your life. Our topic for today is all ask questions always. You want to always ask questions of your life, always ask questions of what's going on with you, and I'm going to tell you why in just a moment. But before we get to that, I want to remind you guys that we have an updated website. Go to designeryourlifetoday.com and check it out. Let us know what you think. We have a Love Our Website contest going on. You can go there, get registered. You can post your comments on our Facebook page. Don't forget to like the Facebook page. And remember, everything that you win from us, you're going to have to supply us with a photo so that we can post your picture. And we want to tell people where you're from, so that people will know that we're actually giving away these amazing prizes. I tell you, we've got some really good gifts coming up. We've got free electronic tablets coming up that we're going to give away, and other little electronic notebooks and things of that nature. But I don't want to give it all away now. But I can tell you, we've got some very nice gifts coming up. We're also going to give you some really good discounts on some of my books and some of our products that will help you to get the information that you need. The thing about getting to where it is you want to be. So many people look to get everything free in life, but I want to tell you something. If you expect to get apples from an apple tree, you've got to plant some seeds, apple seeds. You can't just go out and expect that you're going to get the best of everything without investing anything on your own. So you want to keep that in mind as you go through life. If your success is slow in coming, take a look at what you're putting out. And that's going to give you an indication as to why you're not getting back the massive results that you want and the massive results that you deserve to have. With that being said, one of the other giveaways that we're going to have coming up, and it's going to be on our website shortly, is we're going to have a milestone giveaway. On our Facebook page, we really want our numbers to grow. Our goal is to have 1 million people doing Life with Power, and we are going to add some excitement on our Facebook page. In other words, the excitement is we're going to give you some really good information, and we want to interact with you. We want you to interact with us. If you haven't had the opportunity to like our Facebook page, go to facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. And if you go there now, you're going to see some pretty cute little jokes from yesterday. I know that yesterday was April Fool's Day, April 1st. And even though that's all about being a prankster, I decided to do some jokes in lieu of the playing the prank. And besides, I can't prank all of you. It's a whole boatload of you guys out there. So with that being said, let's get on with our show. But stay tuned for a milestone giveaway. And we're going to go from when we reach the milestone of 500 likes on our page, then I'm going to give away something very nice to you, or give you just some great opportunities there. And then when we get to 1,000, the prizes will get better and better as the numbers go higher and higher. So we're going to have fun with our milestone giveaway. That's going to be one of our ongoing giveaways. And also, I'll kind of give you a sneak peek into the bigger prizes that we're going to be giving away. We're going to have what's called a participation giveaway. So you want to stay tuned, listen to our show, and find out what that's all about. So we'll have more coming up on that very shortly here. But right now, you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can check out the giveaway section on our page. I believe it's under Shop Online, and you can check out the giveaways there. And so we've got free things that you can download, and feel free, you know, help yourself, pass those on to a friend, and invite your friends to our website so they can download theirs also. And we've got some giveaways that I think you guys will like. And right now we're giving away a few Walmart gift cards, $25 increments. That's where we're starting. And to participate in the Love Our Website contest. So go there, give us your feedback, and feel free, if you don't want to post the feedback on our page, you can send it directly to me by emailing me, sending an email to pat@designingyourlifetoday.com, or you can send an email to info@designingyourlifetoday.com. And you want to participate in that because you may very well win you a Walmart gift card. And we are giving away a Body Shop gift set, shower set. So check it all out. Just go there and check it out, you guys. All right. Enough about that. Let's talk a little bit about asking questions and why you should ask questions always. You know, a lot of times we ask questions anyway, whether we want to admit it or not, but we often ask disempowering questions. And the key is to learn to ask yourself empowering questions, questions that will quickly shift your mind from negative to positive thoughts and kind of shift that thought pattern that you have. People will are really programmed nowadays to go toward the negative more so because of a lot of the things we see on television, on the news, because of our interactions, because of how people feel about their jobs and just how they feel about themselves overall. If you want to turn anything around in your life, you want to become accustomed to asking yourself questions. Aha, you thought when I said ask questions always, it was about questioning someone else. No, this is about the questions that you ask yourself. You want to put yourself in control of shifting your mindset at will. Being able to shift your mind toward the success that you desire at will, in spite of what's going on in your life, that's going to produce a lot of results for you in your life much faster. So with half the effort, if you learn to ask the right questions, you can start to produce success a lot faster. Blah, it seems like I can't talk this morning. It's really important that you get accustomed to asking questions. I find that people don't ask questions until it becomes absolutely necessary, or if there's some challenges going on in their lives, they don't ask questions. And as a result of that, well, they don't get the massive success that they desire. The reason that you want to ask questions or become accustomed to asking yourself questions about success, and I'll give you an example of this in just a moment. The reason is because every answer that you search for, or every problem that any of us encounter in life, it can eventually be solved by asking the right questions. The thing about the brain is the brain finds it very difficult not to respond or not to search for answers when a question is posed to it, because like all of how we're built, we are actually built by design to win. And so your mind is built to provide you with answers that will protect you or will bring you the best of what you truly desire. And that's why you want to get accustomed to asking your brain to solve certain issues that are going on in your life. And so every problem that you encounter in life, it can be solved simply by asking the right questions. For example, if you want to be more successful, instead of complaining about not achieving a goal, or instead of beating yourself up if you don't reach a goal and getting down on yourself or giving up or getting frustrated, simply ask the question, how can I be more successful? What you're saying is, when you do that, you're actually putting a kind of belief into your ability to make something happen. You're saying that, listen, I know I can do this, but I need to know how. And whatever answers that comes to mind, you want to take action on that. In other words, you say, well, if I knew how to be successful, why am I not doing it? Or I would do it. But the thing is, when you ask yourself, how can you be more successful, or how can you become more of a success in your life? If something isn't happening for you, then one of the things that might happen, because you don't know the answers, is that your brain will respond by prompting you to pick up the phone and call someone that you may know who's successful, or who they're living the life that you want to live. Or it will prompt you to pick up the phone and call someone that a college or somewhere where you can take a course. So you'll get some kind of promptings, and it may not happen immediately, but believe me, you are going to get a response. And if all else fails, if no great like light bulb goes off where you get this amazing idea about how to go for your success, by asking yourself the right questions, your brain is going to continue to ponder that until you form some kind of picture. It's going to stimulate your imagination and your creative ability. The thing about asking, simply asking the questions, for example, like, how can I be more successful? That's going to bring you better results, and it's going to bring you that clarity, as opposed to putting yourself down or complaining about not achieving a goal or just being frustrated about your life overall. All that's going to do is bring you more frustration, and it's going to poke holes into your self-esteem, and you really don't want that to happen. Keep in mind that you are creating your life every minute of the day, and you're creating your life by what you say to yourself, and actually by what you say to others. The reality of it is that we are taught to speak what we want, and we spend time affirming our life. And even on the show, I always recommend that you read affirmations, and affirmations are amazing. affirmations will work, and by all means, you want to keep using them. But sometimes we forget that asking ourselves questions, that is also a form of speaking. And it's a form of speaking that can bring some magnificent results and can help you thrive more in your life. I mean, the greatest teachers throughout history, they've taught the truth of the statement, as you sow, so shall you reap. And this is called the law of sowing and reaping. The law of attraction, which means that what you focus on, it's going to grow and it's going to bear fruit. Traditional teachers told you to change your thinking if you want to change your life. And so we hear that a lot. And the reality of it is that's true. I mean, it's correct. So there's nothing wrong with that. However, I mean, what they told you, however, was almost exclusively to change the statements that you're making. That's what they're saying. And they tell you to change your statement. So in other words, go to affirmations, and affirming is great. So by all means, do not stop affirming what you want for your life, because it's going to form a picture in your mind. But we're talking about really speeding up your success, or as the theme for the month is letting success shower down on you in every area of your life. And the best way to kind of establish a right foundation, or a stronger foundation, or a better foundation, is to start to ask questions. So we have become accustomed to changing the statements that we're making. In other words, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am happy, those kinds of statements, which are very, very powerful. But most of the time, and most of us almost always completely ignore the questions. And you want to start asking questions, do your affirmations, but also pose questions. I mean, really, you can even go back to biblical times, and even now, we're reminded that you have not because you ask not. And it says, ask and ye shall receive. Now, of course, it's talking about asking for something in a sense, but it's not just about asking for a thing. When you read that scripture, it says, ask and you shall receive. We often think about, okay, ask for money, ask for food, ask for more clothes, or just ask for things. Yeah, yes, it means those things. But in addition to that, it's saying, ask questions and you shall receive answers. So you're going to get answers back. You know, when you start to ask these questions, when you start to ask the right questions, if you only change the statements that you say without changing the questions, or even asking questions, then you're missing out on the fastest, easiest way to change your life that's ever been discovered. And believe me, questions are very powerful. I mean, they're used in sales almost always to make something great happen. And that is something that you want to pay attention to. And you want to practice asking empowering questions as opposed to disempowering questions. And we have a tendency to ask disempowering questions. And disempowering questions, they're not going to speed your success up. Disempowering questions would be something like, why don't you love me? Or why doesn't anyone love me? Or why am I so afraid? Or how come I never get the break other people get? Those are disempowering questions. And we don't ask those questions consciously, or we're not doing it on purpose. We don't even realize we're doing it most of the time. So you really want to pay attention to the kinds of questions that you ask yourself. And over the last few shows, I've used this question over and over as an example. One of the questions also that's disempowering, why do these kinds of things always keep happening to me? And that's a question that people ask a lot. And it's a disempowering question. It's not going to move you forward. It's not going to cause success to shower down on your life or into your life. Instead, you want to shift and consciously ask questions that will empower you. Turn those questions around. For example, people will say, How come I never have enough money? Well, you want to turn that around and say, how can I earn more money? How can I become wealthy? That's more empowering. It even feels better to say that. And you want to look more towards that side of life. So, and get accustomed to asking yourself questions. The ultimate result of asking disempowering questions, whether they're conscious or not, is that you manifest what you focus on. And so we forget that questions is actually a form of speaking. People think that constantly doing affirmations and then 6 years from now, they're still affirming what they want, or they're still affirming how they want things to look. And as a result of affirming, what happens is it seems like it's taking forever for them to get what they want. And you really want to affirm your life in a manner that will bring you what you want, but you don't want to take away from your affirmations by getting frustrated and asking disempowering questions. You want to ask those empowering questions that will bring you what you want, that will open up a whole new world for you, a whole new world of success in every area of your life that you choose to have success show up in. Empowering questions cause your mind to focus on what you have versus what you lack. And that's why it's important. Asking empowering questions, that leads to a feeling of self-esteem. It gives you it boosts your positive self-image because your mind automatically begins to focus on what's right about you instead of what's wrong with you. Empowering questions, therefore, lead directly to answers that tell the truth about who you really are. And I think it's time that we start to recognize who we really are. And so I want to suggest to you that you listen to yourself. And if you're asking disempowering questions and you're making and saying those questions out loud, even to yourself or to someone else, know that you are, in fact, creating a world that you either want or you don't want. And if it's a disempowering question, well, you're creating a world that you don't want. So let's work on changing any disempowering questions and turn that thing around and start being empowered. And I would go so far as to say, take the time to write out empowering questions that you can read and ask yourself. In other words, here's an example of an empowering question. Well, let's do the contrast. That might be easier. If your disempowering question is, why am I such a loser? Then your empowering question would be, what's such a success? And I was hesitating because what I would say to myself would be, why am I such an amazing success? Wow. There's nothing wrong with you saying that. I find that people they get more excited about putting themselves down and talking about what they aren't and talking about what's wrong with them. And they think it's kind of cutesy. It's annoying, to be honest, to be around people who do that. It's actually a little bit annoying. Why? Because it kind of brings you down a little bit if you allow it to. And you certainly don't want to stay around somebody who's doing that all the time. So with that being said, I hope you get a clear understanding as to why it's important for you to ask questions that empower as opposed to questions that disempower you, questions that are going to send your life in a direction that you don't want it to go in. And so if your life is going in a direction and you're not too thrilled about it, listen to, first of all, what you're affirming. And then secondly, and most importantly, listen to the questions that you either blurt out or the questions that you ask yourself or the questions that go on in your mind. Sometimes women, I can hear them ask, how does she get that gorgeous guy? Or how is it so-and-so? She always gets the really nice guys. Why can't I get a nice guy? You know what? Turn that question around. How can I get me a nice guy? How can I get in such an amazing relationship? You know, so you want to turn that around. It's empowering to ask yourself how you can do something or why you can do something that will bring you the best that life has to offer. Listen, you guys, I want to remind you to check out our website once again. It's updated. It's brand new. And I tell you, it looks kind of snazzy. So go there, take a look, check out our giveaway page, and give us some feedback. By the way, I also want to remind you that we had Pam Grout, the best-selling New York Times best-selling author of the book E Squared. That book is so amazing. And as a result of reading that book, I want to give you that book free. And I tell you, it's going to change your life. It is proof that what you think about, you bring about. She gives, not only does she give experiments that were done that will prove how you can shift your life almost immediately with how you're thinking, but she also gives you a few exercises that you can use that will help move things along a lot faster for you. So I want to put that book in your hands. Go to our page, go to our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, click on Talk Show, and you'll see it right there in the red bubble, and it talks about how you can get that book absolutely free. I want you to have that book. I want to give that book to as many people as possible. It is an amazing book. You're going to learn a whole lot about your life. You're going to be able to take control of your life and your destiny. You know, sometimes people don't believe that the words that come out of your mouth is what shapes your life and brings you the life that you want and also brings you the life that you don't want. But this book proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can think your way to a better life, and you can speak your way to a better life, and you can have a most amazing life and get to where it is you want to be. That's really what it's all about. Remember, this is April. We're showering success into our business. And listen, get the tools that you need, learn what you need to learn so you can earn what you need to earn and have better relationships. Take responsibility for the outcome of your life. It's your life. I'm always amazed how people want other people to kind of take care of them, especially adults. It's your life. And at the same time, they don't want to be told to do anything, but they want other people to do things for them when they want them to do it. Listen, it's a lot more fun to really get the wealth that you need, to have the well-being that you need, the good health, the relationships, the happiness. You can have that. It's not some kind of myth. You weren't put on this earth just to pay bills. That's not why you're here. You're here to serve a very special purpose and to be passionate about that purpose. And so during the month of April, we're going to talk to you about amping up your life. You know, that's kind of our theme for the entire year, amping up your life. And amping means, it means add more purpose, add more passion, add more power. And when you're doing that, you are going to be doing life with power. And I can assure you, you're going to touch a whole lot of people around you, your family, you're going to lead by example, and they're going to learn. And you all are going to have more, do more, and just be more. You're going to be your very best. That's what it's about, you guys. That's what doing life with power is all about. Hey, this has been Pat Council. I will talk to you guys again tomorrow. I believe my special guest, Mario Payne, is going to be here with me on Friday, and he's going to talk to you about your finances. You really want to have your life, have that quality lifestyle, get your wealth in order. And the best way to get your wealth in order is to learn how to do that. Pretty soon we're going to open our phone lines and you'll be able to talk to Mario directly. So write down all of your finance questions, and I want you guys to call in. Don't be shy. Ask questions and find out what you need to know to get to where it is you want to be. Do you realize that most people don't have the lifestyle that they want or the things that they want because they don't ask questions? And they don't know that they don't know. And they're not taking the time to learn what they don't know. So I'm going to stop talking right now because we're at the end of our show. And once again, you guys have an amazing, thriving Thursday. And don't forget to do life with power. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.